Hey guys, it's Chris and welcome back to another Game of Thrones video, but this time we're talking Season 8. Yes, Season 7 is already behind us. We have a long damn night ahead of us. Apparently they're filming from this October all the way through next August apparently, so this thing's not going to probably show until 2019. Maybe they'll go back to April. So let's get into it. Game of Thrones Season 8, my first top 5 predictions. Jamie heads to Winterfell. Now, I think that's pretty obvious, but what I mean is I think we're going to have a Bran Jamie reunion. Jamie should be heading to Winterfell to fight for the living. He's finally left Cersei. We saw that in episode 7. And I think it's pretty clear he's heading off by himself to join the army for the living up in the north. Obviously, that's where they're all headed anyway. So I do think he'll head to Winterfell, but I do think he'll meet up with Bran again, and Jamie's going to feel fucking horrible. Now, I don't think Bran is going to be the vengeful type. As a matter of fact, I think he'll be thankful to Jamie in a sense, because if he never got pushed out that window, he would have never became the Three-Eyed Raven. But the question is, does Bran tell somebody like Arya and Sansa what he actually did if he went back in time at some point, or goes back in time and sees that Jamie's the one who actually pushed him out in the first place? Now, Sansa, and specifically Arya, have problems with the Lannisters in the first place, so if Arya finds out something like this, she could actually add him to the list and kill Jaime. Now, I don't want that to happen. I'm not really saying that's going to happen necessarily, but I think it's a possibility. I don't think Bran has a vengeful spirit whatsoever, and I think Bran, not really being Bran Stark anymore, wouldn't really give a shit in the first place, and he would just kind of be like, eh, it happened, whatever. Now, one thing that could be a little hint that Arya or Sansa or the Starks in general would not kill Jaime is that Sansa did say before on the balcony at Winterfell that Tyrion was not like all the other Lannisters, but of course they do think Jaime is who he was back in season 1, and they have no idea about his redemption. But I think if he shows up and pledges himself, at least to Jon will kind of see that, and I do think we'll have another Jon-Jaime conversation as well, because this will tie back into season 1 when Jaime was thanking Jon for heading to the Night's Watch to protect him from all the perils beyond the wall, and we know that was in jest at the time, so now I think that'll be quite ironic for Jaime to actually kind of be a part of the Night's Watch in a sense, to help protect the living from all the perils beyond the wall. Now, one thing I will add to this prediction specifically about Jaime is I do think he will kill Cersei. So if he's heading to Winterfell up to the north, how the hell is he going to kill Cersei when she's still in King's Landing? He finally left Cersei, he finally got the hell up out of there to go do the right thing. She has now lost everything dear to her, so to speak, except for potentially that baby, which I don't know if we'll ever see that or not. But the point being here is, how is Jaime going to take Cersei out if he's all the way up in the north? Here's the thing though, I don't think that the final battle is going to be at like Winterfell and it just stops there. If you watch my channel, you know I think the White Walkers are going to head to the God's Eye. I think this is going to go much further south, so I believe that as they have these various battles, they're going to have to keep retreating back further and further south, and that eventually, at some point, they will come to King's Landing again, or at least in that area, and I think Cersei may actually try to attack the living from the south, kind of like teaming up with the Night King. So you got the Night King and the White Walkers coming from the north, you have the Lannisters coming from the south, if they agree to do that. So I think if that happens, Jaime will obviously try to take her out to try to save everyone again, and then of course he will become a Queen Slayer as well. Alright, so number 2. A Jon and Dany Targaryen baby. I think this is pretty clear in season 7. There were so many mentions of Dany not being able to have kids. Of course, she says the dragons are her children. And finally, Jon asked her in the Dragon Pit last episode, where did you get that information? Of course, she brought up Miri Mazdur, which makes you question the prophecy, so to speak, that Miri Mazdur said to Dany when she asked, when will Khal Drogo be as he was? And part of that prophecy as a condition of it was when her womb quickens again and she bears a living child. So I think we're going to definitely see a Targaryen baby. Obviously, they've already gotten it on the boat, and that'll probably happen a few more times. So how is Dany able to have children again? Well, I think it boils down to Viserion. She did say many, many times that the dragons were her children, so if that's the case, one of her children has now died. Death pays for life, and I think now, since Viserion has been killed, she will be able to have kids again, and I think we will see a little baby Targaryen. And this also ties back into the conversation on Jon's side that he had with Sam back at the Wall in season 1, where he said he never wanted to have children, he never wanted to have sex with anybody because it could be his mother, and he didn't want another little bastard running around named Snow. So I think that basically tells us that Jon and Dany are going to have kids. Maybe even twins. maybe Luke and Leia style. Prediction number 3. Theon goes to save Yara, and I think this will actually happen. I think we saw Theon in this last episode complete his character arc as far as his redemption path. We saw him go from Theon to Reek, back to Theon again. It really just took Jon kind of forgiving him for what he had done and saying, you don't have to choose. You are a Greyjoy and a Stark. Kind of parallels Jon as well, being a Stark and a Targaryen, so he doesn't have to choose. He does choose to go rescue Yara. She's the only one that tried to rescue him when he was still Reek. And of course, he took an ass whooping from the guy on the beach, the other Ironborn, but he didn't step back, he didn't stand down, and that was his completion of the Theon-Reek-Theon character arc. So I think now he has this heroic arc, and he will go save Yara. So I do think Yara will come out of this thing, and I do think Theon at some point will be the downfall of Euron Greyjoy. They've been setting that up a little bit as well, so I think that sets Theon on the path to go save his sister. And hopefully Yara hadn't had her damn tongue cut out. But it is possible here that Theon will die saving Yara, and I can see that. I think it would be a very good close for this character if he has to die at all, and go save his damn sister, so she can go on to rule the Iron Islands, or whatever happens when this thing changes in the end, because I do think we will see hints of change as far as the style of government. Prediction number 4, Bran. I think Bran has to have a bigger role in Season 8. This season, he basically sat around the fire several times, and he's just spying on the Night King, etc., which is completely understandable. Of course, he did give us the big revelation about Rhaegar and Lyanna being married, and Jon's real name, Aegon Targaryen. But the point being here that Bran's just sitting around, he's not really doing that much other than that, and now that the Night King is actually through the wall, and his army is actually entering Westeros, he can't just sit around and watch them anymore, because they're going to be right there in their faces. This is going to be a lot of battles and skirmishes where, again, I think the Army of the Living will have to kind of keep dropping back because a lot of people are going to die. This is not going to go very well. And, of course, he has a damn dragon that spits blue fire. And now that we have Sam coming to Winterfell and we have the Sam and Bran team up, I think they're going to have to team up and figure out what the hell is going on, how to actually defeat the Night King. Maybe Bran has to go back in the past and see the First Long Night and actually see how that was done by the first Azor Ahai character, supposedly. But I think Bran could also get involved in the sense of actually warging living creatures to help fight this battle. Maybe he can warg a lot of creatures at a time. Maybe even Nymeria's wolf pack. And of course, a lot of people think he may in fact warg a dragon. I think that's certainly a possibility. We don't really know how that works yet, if it works at all. But I think it's certainly possible, and I think that would be great if we don't have another dragon rider. For example, if Jon doesn't get on Rhaegal, or if Dany's pregnant and can't get on Drogon, Bran could perhaps guide Drogon in that sense of actually warging a damn dragon. I would really love to see that. I just want Bran to take an active role in the actual war, or at least by going back in the past and finding out how to beat the Night King in the first place, because I don't think they're going to just stumble upon the answer by accident, unless Halland Reed gets involved and he knows something from studying with the children at the Isle of Faces. And prediction number 5. Speaking of the Night King, I think we have to get the big revelation about what the hell he wants and why he's coming back now. He had a chance to come back many, many times over many, many millennia. There had been dragons throughout the world up to 150 years ago before our story started. I do think, obviously, in Season 7, Episode 6, Beyond the Wall, that was, in fact, a dragon trap. There was no other reason to leave those guys alive on the island at the lake. And he did know, being a proto-Stark and having that greensight ability, that Dany was going to show up with dragons so he could take out Viserion specifically, so he could bring down the wall. So I do think we have to find out what the Night King wants. You have to remember here, a villain is just a hero of the other side. What he's doing is terrible from our perspective. Well, from any perspective, it's terrible because he's taking out a lot of innocent people. But the point being here is we have to find out what the hell he actually wants. So I think we have to get that big revelation. If you watch this channel again, you know I think he's heading to the God's Eye. I think he wants to go to the original place where children and men first had this pact of peace. Perhaps he wants to take out the rest of his creators, because I do think there are children of the Force left on the God's Eye in the Isle of Faces. We'll see if they do that on the show. But the point being here is we have to have this big reveal about what the hell he wants. There's got to be a big twist there. We did hear from the producers that we're going to see 3 big twists that George R. R. Martin gave to Dan and Dave before the series started. The first one was obviously Hodor, his backstory and how he became Hodor. The second was apparently the burning of Shireen, which I saw coming a mile away. As soon as Melisandre told Selyse back in a previous season that she needed to come with him to the north, I knew right then and there that Melisandre had planned on trying to burn her, and of course Stannis was talked into it. But the third one is supposed to be at the end of season 8, and I think that has to be the big shocker or twist on what the hell the Night King wants and why he's coming back now. I do speculate about that a bit more in the Dragon Raised by Wolves series, so those links will be in the description below if you want to check that out. Anyway guys, that's all I have for now. Let me know what you think in the comments below. There'll be plenty more prediction videos to come throughout the long night, filming news and stuff as well. I will also continue Q&As and probably some live streams as well, so there'll be plenty of Game of Thrones content coming for you guys throughout the long night. So let me know what you think and what else you would like to see on Smokescreen throughout the Game of Thrones off season. Anyway guys, as usual, thank you for all the support, especially to you guys on Patreon, and a huge shout out to my executive Patreon Smokescreen producers, Hoss Griffin, Volga10, Lala Gig, Kisa Powell, Mark Joseph, aka The Snow in Winterfell, Marilyn Bentley, Joanna, Sean Hayes, Anonymous, Doc Holliday, Goska, Hoonjive, Nikki Snow, Lo Horton, Aaron Hadbig, Ashley May, Dean B. Will, Carla Stark, John Carey, Anastasia, Jason Landers, Rhiannon, Ditt Smith, and MJW. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate the support. And thank you to everyone out there in YouTube land. I really appreciate the support this season. And thanks again to everyone who stopped by the live stream for episode 7. We raised over $8,000 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Really blew me away. Our original goal was $2,000. We hit that 4 times over. Thank you guys so much. Anyway, thanks again, you guys. Be sure to subscribe to Get Everything, and be sure to click that damn notification bell so you're notified when I drop a new video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.